Okay, and we have a small group tonight, so I'm going to let anybody mute themselves that wants to mute themselves, otherwise, unless it gets really, really noisy. But what I'm getting is, like, we had this huge downpour about an hour ago, and it's just thundering and lightning and beautifully calm, and I was doing meditations before the call, and I just kind of got that it was going to be a different kind of session tonight, a much quieter session, so that there are these core changes that all of us on this call tonight and those who have been included their intentions, well, specifically all of us who are on this call tonight, have actually done a lot of core work. And that core work is, as a matter of fact, Norman gave me his intention is to integrate the changes. And I feel like that's a lot of what this session tonight is going to be about. It's about integrating all of the work that we've done along the way and opening up the doorways, the pathways, the vision and the senses in a way that allows us to actually reap the rewards, not the best words, the more will come, but reap the rewards of what we've actualized, all of the changes that we've done. So this is a huge integrative session. It really is about integrating all of the work that we've done and bringing us to this place where our inner resources are starting to be built from the bottom up instead of from the top down. But we're pulling in the energy from the top down and building the bottom up. So it's kind of like circulating that energy. I'm seeing like the Ouroboros and that energy up and down and around the spine. It's actually bringing that energy together in a way that is allowing us to remember our strengths, and not our strengths from the position of our history and forcing our way through things. It's more about remembering our strengths in the ease and grace of ourselves and in our cellular being. And I'm hearing in our solar being. So it's kind of like in our souls, and even the cellular level of the soul. So there's a cellular level of the soul that is similar but different than the actual physical body. And it's about working with those working with those bodies and all of those changes and integrating those shifts to bring us to this place where our core is solid but open, where we feel sound. Interesting, I'm hearing we feel sound. You know, it's like that old saying, sound of mind and body, but it's like feel sound. So it's like literally our frequencies are being tuned to a different vibration. And that vibration is a resonance that is opening us to the possibility, the potential, and the receptivity of peace. And that peace is not a boring peace. It is not a dull peace. It is not a peace of total detachment. It's more of a peace in the midst of the whirlwind of life. It's that peace that kind of keeps us from being blown away by all of the winds in a way that destroys us. It's more about getting us blown away at the mind level in a way that we can kind of open up our hearts and come to this place of integrated being. I really am seeing integrated being is a strong theme for tonight. It's like I'm hearing all of this interesting noise. So anybody else have something they want to add to that? I'm getting like there's another person.
I'm getting integration of understanding.
Thank you.
I mean, there's being, but there's, you know, when there's all the chaos going around you, using myself as an example right now, just understanding that I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it'll be okay. and most people around me are just shocked that I'm as calm as I am, and not more angry, and not more, you know, that awful person this and that awful person that. And I'm like, you know, it's karma. And if karma needs to be worked out through me and work someone else's, or someone needs to build up some karmic debt to come out some other way, that's their issue, and I'm not going to attach to that. You know, and I'm just going to move on if I'm not wanted. So.
Got it. And you brought up the point of karma, and what I'm seeing, and even in you know, a lot of religious philosophies wouldn't agree with me, but energetically what I'm seeing is there is a need, karma is... If there's a need for being more present, cause and effect kind of dynamic, as opposed to a karma of all of these these struggles and traumas that we brought with us from our previous lives, for those of us ready and willing, it is about coming to a place of letting them go, realizing, remembering, acknowledging, owning our own lives, our own... You know what? I, you know, that may have happened, and I own it, and you know what? It's time for me to be here and now and present here and now, and I am ready and willing and able to a new way of being. And I'm going to mute everybody because somebody's there's a lot of background noise, so I'm going to mute everybody, and I'm going to ask anybody that wants to unmute themselves, you, Andy, you, Norman, anybody that wants to unmute themselves that wants to contribute, please do, okay?
It's star six, right?
Star six, yes. Yes, everybody, star six if you want to unmute. Okay.
Yeah, I've been sitting with a lot of karma lately, and, you know, it's resolving karma, helping others with their karma. It's and just a lot of sitting with the energy of what's going on when things seem to be quote-unquote negative around you, and figuring out what is your stuff and what do you just need to just try to hold on. You know, I use the technology at stake. You know, there's a big wave. I'm on the ocean of life, and I'm just trying to stay on the surfboard right now. So if I fall off, I'll get back on. But I hope to just, you know, stay on the surfboard as long as possible. So.
Got it. Okay. Because, yeah, it really is that whole karmic, you know, a long time ago I said, you know, I'm getting off the wheel, and somebody told me I couldn't do that. And I said, well, maybe you can't, but I am. So it's kind of like that energy is coming through very clearly that it's time. It's time to come into a new phase. Maybe it's a new wheel. Who knows? I don't know. All I know is it's a new way of being, and that's part of the discomfort that everybody's feeling in the chaos, and why there seems to be more flailing than the past, which isn't really true. It's just that we're now more aware of the flailing because we have the internet and everything to keep us connected so we can flail collectively together. Whereas before it was this separated, isolated flailing. So part of the struggle with that and part of the flailing is because this is a new way, and we are being downloaded and upgraded into a whole new resonance that says it's different. Humanity, it's a call to be different, but remembering that the difference is part of our DNA, it is part of our programming, it is part of our evolution and our involution, and it is being activated now, and it is being called to awakening. And those of us who are hearing it and answering it, maybe quote-unquote struggling, and those of us who aren't hearing it are definitely feeling the struggle. So it's really about... Yeah, hear that? It's really about just opening up our eyes, and not just our physical eyes, opening up the eyes in our heart, the eyes in our mind, the eyes in our integrated cellular being into our DNA, opening them up in a way that says, whoa, I never knew that existed. Whoa, I heard that was a possibility, but wow, I never dreamed it would be for me. And it's really about all of humanity, so it's about calling all of humanity to this place of saying, come on, it's time to work together. It's time to change the way you interact in this world. It's time to actualize rather than manifest in a way that is nurturing and supportive and congruent with our natural abilities and the natural essence of the Earth and the rest of the solar system. So that's all being downloaded through the senses and through the crown, all the way into, it feels like it's coming down through the crown, like this transmission all the way down through the entire bodies of everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's coming from this place of forgiveness, in a sense of not making our past wrong, even though our, you know, even though many of us feel that it was wrong, and even some of our immediate past feels wrong, and the players feel wrong, but it's not about making it wrong. It's about turning the key to a different aspect in our genealogy, in our physical makeup, that says, "Ah, wow, that's possible." And that's opening the door almost in a way, it kind of looks like, rather than making anything wrong, it's kind of like this flushing going through the genealogy in the DNA. It's kind of like turning on these gene sequences and kind of flushing away the toxicity or the old chains. The old chains, I love it, the DNA, the old chains that are no longer useful, that are no longer helpful.
It's just about understanding that a lot of the people who are, like you said, everybody's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just are aware that what of the struggle is their struggle, and what of it is just the chaos around them. And other people are always looking for someone to blame for their struggle.
Yes.
And then when that becomes the focus of the blame, that everything is this fault or that fault, there's no fault. There's just stuff. So, you know, that stuff may cause negative things to happen to you seemingly, but it's not negative if you don't see it as negative, if you see why it's happening. Now, again, before that door opens, just, you know, some time to reflect about why the door shut in the first place. It's where I'm sitting right now. And it's like, okay, what was that all about? And then just let the understanding.
Yeah. And even, what was that all about? Even asking, what was the gift in all of that?
And I've been doing a lot of that today. So understanding what the gift was in all of this craziness the last few months. And knowing it's basically, I'm stepping away from extreme chaos. Now, I may be stepping into another chaos, but I'm hoping that the next door that opens is less chaos. So,
got it.
Trying to allow for a less chaotic situation. So.
Yeah, and that feels like there's some congestion around your heart and the heart of the collective, our hearts as a group. And it's kind of
I'm sure.
Like,
I saw one patient today, and she's like, I'm kind of intuitive, and you feel really stressed right now. So I kind of had to tell her why. She's like, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, you're probably the last patient I'll see, and when I walk out of here, they're going to let me go. And she's like, you're kidding me.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of congestion around your heart. So
yeah.
And you're just kind of representing, well, your own heart, obviously, but the heart is collective here.
I'll hold it for now, but let's work on getting that. Let's go for the energy to decongest it.
That's part of the reason you're getting out of that chaos. It's time for you to quit holding it. It's time for
you to almost like
you've been hiding.
Me?
And you've been hiding in something that worked in the past.
Yeah. Time to break
and
away.
It's like your soul is saying, no more. No more hiding. Time to step out. It's time to open up the light.
Gee, I wonder what that could mean, Debbie.
You know what, Andy? Just say, hey, I'm ready for it. Whatever it is, bring it on.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, bring it on. And do it, and you want to do it like that, whatever it is, bring it on.
Yep.
Because I am so ready for this. And I'm so over the other. But not over the other from in terms of, again, we have to tap in. We have to, like, unravel that whole forgiveness. There's, like, this, looks like a weave almost, like gauze. You know the weave of gauze? It's like this wheel of gauze that represents the bandaging of the wound. And it's like we're unmummifying you and pulling this gauze off of you.
Hmm. Yeah.
In a way that is saying, hey, I have fresh new skin there. I have a fresh new aura. I have a fresh new. And when I say fresh new, it is fresh new. It's that whole lest you be reborn thing. It's fresh new in a way that's really who you are. Not who you represented up to this point.
Yeah.
Nice.
Coming out of the cocoon.
Yes, it really is. It's time. Sooner, it's like, it's interesting you use the word cocoon because sooner would have been, you know, like catastrophic. It would have been like throwing you out to the wolves. I don't know why they're saying wolves, but that's it.
I didn't hear it. I missed that.
That, you know, it's happening in divine timing, even though it feels like a brutal, dragged-out time. It's
yeah.
been happening in divine timing because it's almost like, soon I said, it's interesting you use the word cocoon because the image was if you had unwrapped it, or if you had been unwrapped sooner, unraveled sooner, traffic, it would have been like throwing you out to be fed on, like throwing you out to the wolves. So you have been sustained in a way that you have no idea of, like all of us. And now it's time to just kind of, like I said, integrate that. So it's kind of like in a way we're doing like this integrative defragging program of just pulling together the fragmented pieces of our souls from all of these dimensional places, all of these different alternative realities, all of these past lives, future lives, to bring it like, it's like, come here and now. So it's almost like this command, to command us to come here and now. Nice. I have to say that one more time. It's the command to call all of us to come here and now. I love it. I got lightning with that one. So there is this kind of back and forth rocking motion going on right now, and it feels to me like it's like a stalling pattern in the integrative program, in the defrag. And it's like we want to implement, we want to assist in whatever way we can to implement the stalling pattern to be resolved. So not to force anything to happen out of time sequence, out of divine timing, but to open, to get rid of the delay pattern that keeps us in repetitive programming. And there's another program being input into our brains, into our minds, and being downloaded into our heart that is part of this integrative program, and it's the awareness program that allows us to receive the gifts and the understanding as we integrate of all of our history in a way that frees us from dragging it with us. And what that means is the memories are still there, much like the old active memory. The memories are still there, but the gifts are received and the story is used to assist other beings who could benefit from that story instead of the story being used to keep the story alive. It's like I see the storybook closing. And then we go into another chapter. Another book.
Being the beacon of light so people don't have to keep reading the same story over and over again.
Being the beacon of light so you don't have to keep reading the same story over and over again. So all of us don't have to, you know, so we don't have to keep reading it over and over again for ourselves, which means we can share it with people in a way that uplifts instead of pulls down into the story.
It's funny, earlier in the day I realized I had to hold the energy of my previous thing until 5 o'clock, and I didn't know what that meant because I didn't know the new moon was today until about 2 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, that's why 5 o'clock, because it's 5 o'clock here on the West Coast.
I love it. See, that's the kind of stuff that we just become more and more aware of when we can, when we allow ourselves to be.
Yeah.
So, what else are you seeing right now?
A lot of swirling energy, and I think it's just. It's going from like the third all the way through the tenth dimension and just pulling debris out. So it's not a tornadic negative sort of thing. It's more of a, you know, integrating pieces at different levels as it swirls up, but also then there's a certain amount of it just needs to go up into the abyss or the oblivion or the tenth dimension or zero point field or whatever you want to call it. But heaven, you know, whatever term works. So.
Nice. It's part of that cleansing.
Yep. It's a cleansing, but it's also part of the reintegration. So it's like as things are passing up, sometimes it's like, oh, this is supposed to be at this level, not at this level. So then it's like cleaning out the garage and, you know, figuring out where everything goes. So.
Yes.
And realizing you have 7 of everything and saying, oh, well, maybe I only need 5. Let's sell the other 2. So I had a garage sale today, too. So.
Nice. It's like tapping.
Very metaphoric, Dave, Debbie.
Love it. No, I love it, Andy. I love it.
Been cleaning out the garage the last few weeks, and today, the day this all happens, is the day we have our garage sale, and then a lot of it goes out the door. So.
That's perfect.
I actually got to help out at the garage sale. And be here tonight.
Yes. Well, and the beauty is, it's like we're not selling the stuff from our garage to anybody here. It's like going back to source.
Yep.
0 point, like you say, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I've been saying the universe will take care of me, but, you know, for some people that means God, that means other stuff, so.
Oh, I know. I use whatever word comes through.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but that's going to be happening for about the next 5 minutes. So it's still, you know, it's about 65% done now. So, but.
Okay, good. Let's just sit with it and just be quiet. So let's just all breathe into that. And you tell me when it's done, okay?
Okay. Everybody take deep breaths. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. All right, that's about that.
Okay, good.
It went faster since we all focused on it.
There, that's good.
Yeah, that was intense. Now I can actually open my eyes again.
Do it.
I can actually open my eyes again.
Exactly. It's kind of challenging because we can't see one another, but I imagine other people are doing different things as well, but a lot of times we go through the movements.
Yeah, it was funny when you were talking about the back and forth. I was rocking back and forth as you said.
I know. It's just amazing, that whole synchronicity. So, like,
feeling a lot of wiggly energy. I don't know what it is, but
wiggly?
Wiggly. That's the word that came out.
Are we supposed to imitate it or just let it be? I feel a bit like, you know, those dogs when they're really happy and they're shaking all over the place.
They're what?
Like shaking it off.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's getting lighter and there's like the sun's coming out or something, or some lightning, I don't know.
Nice. Say that again?
I said it feels like it's getting lighter out, like the sun rising, or I've been feeling a lot of darkness before the dawn the last few days, so... So, because I, you know, no one could believe this was going to happen, but I knew this was going to happen. So, you know, as I walked out, I'm like, I told you. So, and they're just like, I just can't believe this. So, it's like, well, either I'm crazy or I'm right. Turns out I was right.
Okay.
I've been right before when everybody thought I was crazy, so it's not the first time.
Exactly.
When you know what no one else can believe is possible, then people look at you funny, so...
Exactly, and now it's like you are being, like I said, we peeled away the gauze. It almost feels like we're peeling away like a layer of skin.
Mm-hmm.
And this layer of skin, it was like interesting because you were talking about boundaries before. It's about helping people clarify boundaries. And again, you're representing them. So it's like peeling away this layer of skin, which in an interesting way opens you up to new possibilities and opens you up to unity consciousness even more, but also simultaneously clarifies your boundaries in a way that like you said, people look at you funny, but it's just going to be more of a recognition that's coming from people, but not in a way of terror and what's wrong with him, but more in a way of, wow, how'd you know that? Teach me. It's, wow, how'd you know that? Teach me. That's coming through, mm-hmm. And it's coming through for everybody. It's kind of like this place of opening up your awareness to receive these teachings, to receive this energy, to receive this unity consciousness in a way that allows you to more clearly, individually be yourself or that representative of yourself in a way that you get to share it with people, whereas in the past, maybe there was this trepidation, this fear, this like, no. And now that's being shifted in terms of more of attraction, more of light, more opening. And more opening means more clarity, which means less sponge, less stickiness. So, yes, you may feel another person's energy or think another person's thought, but you will quickly recognize, oh, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I can let that go now. So instead of being a filter that catches it all and keeps it all in your field, you can be transparent and let it flow through you in a way that says, oh, like a wave. It goes through you instead of sticks to you.
Well, the challenge is, too, is sometimes when someone is your boss or above you in the food chain of command, if they are wanting you to play their game, so they're projecting their insecurity on you, and you don't let it stick to you,
yep.
Then they, you know, in a perfect situation, they would just not even notice it. But when they're expecting you to respond in their dramatic way, and you don't, then they think there's something wrong with you. And that's exactly
yes.
What's happened here. So yeah. I refuse to get sucked into energetically into the drama, even though I said all the right things when these different things happen. It's like she knew something was wrong and couldn't handle it and had to get rid of me.
Got it.
It's crazy.
Yes, because you weren't resonating there anymore. Because
I wasn't resonating with her insanity.
You're not, exactly.
I know.
And it's no longer permissible for you.
But this person was so used to everyone getting sucked into the drama, that as soon as that happened, they had to get rid of me.
Exactly.
It was that intense. It was crazy. But, you know, it's like, that's fine. If that's what you have to do, I'm not playing your game.
Exactly.
I will play the verbal game, and I will say all the right things, but I will not energetically get sucked into your bullshit. And since I won't do that, I had to go away. I mean,
exactly.
That's what happened.
And I'm
okay with that.
Exactly. Because you're going
to
end up...
At least I still get to be me. I get to sleep at night again, so which I haven't done much the last 6 months. But
you say for about 6 months?
About that.
Okay.
Pretty much since I started, there's been this uneasiness, and it took a little while to figure out exactly what it was. But.
Well, and a lot of it is, Andy, because, you're being called to something different. You're being called...
Oh, yeah. I know.
You're being called to be that opening, that door. You're being called to be the door. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's coming through for everybody. You know, we're all looking for doors instead of being the door.
Yep. They're looking for someone to do it for them or to figure it out for them or to hand it to them on a silver platter, and it doesn't work that way. If you really want to understand it, you've got to figure it out for yourself. And if you can't figure it out for yourself, then you're going to struggle a hell of a lot more. So.
But I want you to take that in. Be the door. Everybody breathe that in. Say, I am the door.
You want to see in your life.
I am no longer the doormat. I am the door.
Yep.
That's important. Time to get off the floor. And start living upright. Tap that in, breathe that in, and tap that into your heart and head.
Stop being the doormat and be the doer.
Exactly. Well,
is that what you just said or not? I'm not sure.
No, I said don't be the doormat, be the door.
Okay, so you did say something like that. Sorry,
I said be the doer.
Right now.
Not the doer. We're a lot of doers. Be the doer. Now we're integrating that, downloading that in through the brain, through the corpus callosum. It's like down through the frontal lobe, down through the midline of the corpus callosum, all the way down the spinal column, and like anchoring that into the base of the spine and down through the coccyx, integrating that into a way that anchors it into the tailbone, into the whole spinal column in a way that gives clearer mobility, clearer direction. Funny, I'm seeing like there's this stuck point at the tailbone right now. It's like stuck to the left. Can't move. There's nowhere to go. So, what do we do with that? So we take it down further, down through the tailbone into the earth. That's what we do with that. We anchor it into the core of the earth. Good. So it's like as these changes are occurring with us, they are occurring within the dimensions, different dimensions of the earth. And we want to anchor into that new awareness, that new earth energy, in a way that we nourish each other. The earth nourishes us and we nourish the earth. And in the same regard, it's like you said before, put your feet on the ground and your head and your arms, your reach towards the stars. Yeah, that's kind of what it is, only it's going, like, literally plugging us into the core of the earth, the new earth, and then going through our bodies, up through the middle channels, all the way up through the crown and into source in a way that's saying, whew, okay, that's clearing those channels.
You know who said that, don't you? Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
I forget.
Casey Kasem. He just died. So.
Who did?
Casey Kasem
died?
Yeah. His final days were up here in the Pacific Northwest. There was all this family drama. So it was on the news every night. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have paid much attention either. But.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, I did not know that, but okay. Casey Kasem, thank you for that information.
It still felt appropriate to say, but.
What it's doing is it's opening up this channel. The bottom line is opening up those channels, and it's saying, okay, being able to be a stream of consciousness, oh, I love it, being able to be a stream of consciousness that is clear instead of muddy waters. So it's clearing up the channel in a way that's free-flowing, I like that too, free-flowing, clear, and light, instead of like, us look like a backed up sewage pipe. So it's like, let's clean that up.
Instead of being congested and dirty.
Yes. Instead of muddy, dirty water, it's clear stream of consciousness coming through all of us from source to earth and earth to source simultaneously in a way that is continually keeping the information alive within us in a way that helps us to get our bearings easier. That's nice.
And the old muddy water, the old way would have been to put a filter up and filter the water so that it was clear. But what has to happen now is actually just allowing the water to flow cleaner and cleaner, but also to transmute and transduce any impurities in the water so that it's clear. Because it's the water of consciousness coming through you. And so the more you can clear that up, the more you can be that clear water, clear light, clear whatever, beacon.
Exactly. It's like clearing our own filters. It's not even about putting filters in, it's about clearing our filters.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it's our own filters. So if you're talking at a pure consciousness level, it's obviously pure water, but it gets muddy as it passes down through the dimensions until it comes out of us. So whether that be muddy by our consciousness or the consciousness of the planet right now or the consciousness of those around you.
I don't mean just us individually. I don't mean just us individually. I mean collective. I mean all of this pure consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a much bigger and includes much more than just us. Which is why it feels so harsh when it's congested there. So we have to just be willing and open to allow that to open and flow through us without feeling overwhelmed or like we're going to explode. I just had the image of somebody exploding. So, like, we're not going to explode.
Yeah, I felt that. I was hoping it wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't you. And she's okay. I'm feeling a lot of movement in the Dantian, in the lower channels. And again, this is the lower channels of us individually, but it's also the lower channels of creation, which includes the earth and those other dimensions you're talking about.
Well, it's the feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. So, you know, the energy there, it keeps us from either rooting into the ground or keeps us from reaching from the stars, for the stars, whichever one, you know, whichever one's relevant to each individual.
Right. But it's that muddy energy, not true consciousness. It's the muddy energy or our collective conscious or our individual filters, our historical filters. And it's the fear of, I don't know.
Fear of being left behind or not fitting in.
Yeah. And I don't know.
And I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. So I'm going
to... If you don't know what to do, then you just do what everybody else is doing because, you know, if they're doing it, it must be okay. But what if what everybody else is doing is wrong? You got to have enough awareness to know that that's wrong. So.
And that maybe you don't know what to do, but it's okay to be in that moment of I don't know what to do and do nothing.
Yeah, better to do nothing than to follow the sheep. So.
Yeah, I saw Lemming jumping off a cliff. I love it, because with this energy, it's like there's that song out there on the internet that I love and so many people love, and it's that song, I Am So Happy.
Yep.
It's like...
And Pharrell Williams, that song?
See what?
The happy song?
The happy song, yep.
Yeah.
The happy song. And... it's a beautiful song, and it instills a lot of happy energy, but the problem is a lot of people are singing the song and dancing the song to force an artificial happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing is we're allowing, because the consciousness around that song is pretty high, actually, which is why so many people are latching onto it, trying to force a consciousness. So it's like, tapping into the energy of that true happiness, which is, you know, don't want to get into semantics with names, but it's tapping into that vibration of true happiness, which is still part of that clear channel, that light, that radiance, that frequency coming through.
And only you individually know what that happiness means. It's not what you see on TV or what someone else tells you you should be happy about, so.
Well, exactly. And it's also that, you know, there is that sense, just like there's that sense of peace can be there in the middle of chaos, there can also be that sense of simultaneously that joy of you can be very, very sad and have an undercurrent of joy. Which is kind of like your life raft. It's like, oh, these are just currents I'm swimming through. That's part of it, too. These are just currents I'm swimming through. I'm not going to get sucked down into them.
No, not if you're a good enough sailor.
Or swimmer, or floater.
Yep.
Hmm. Or you totally surrender and say, whatever. And when that happens, sometimes you just come to shore. And that's balancing all of the elements in everybody. There seems to be this planetary linking going on, obviously, if we're working dimensionally, but there's like all of these planetary linkings going on to kind of bring people to this place of, you know, the Earth is where we appear to live right now, and also the Earth is us, essentially. And yet there is our connection to our solar system and beyond, and there are these links. There are these tensions, like this tug of war and these tensions going on that need to be unraveled in a way that allows us to stay connected to the overall creative process without destroying ourselves, basically, and destroying whatever it is that we're immediately connected to.
Okay. it can certainly feel like when there's a lot of, when it's stormy out, it can definitely feel like it's going to destroy you. But you just have to trust that that's not going to. If you built a strong enough boat, you just have to trust in it.
Exactly.
Or trust that you can swim the rest of the way if it does fail.
Well,
or that
I'm
someone will come along in a helicopter
like
and save you.
Say what?
Or someone will come along, the Coast Guard will come along and save you. You know, it's just, you don't want to always depend on that, but, sometimes it is the Coast Guard that's going to come and save you if you're on a boat and it capsizes, so.
Yes. I'm also seeing this web of life. You know, like those grids, like those Alex Gray paintings. It's like this web of life, and it's kind of like, we're standing on different strings, and many of us feel like we're walking on a tightrope, and some people are jumping up and down. It's like I had a former roommate that used to say, she taught children, and she used to say, you're jumping up and down on my last nerve. But the image is somebody on one end jumping up and down, and somebody on the other end being knocked off. You know,
mm-hmm.
And it's somebody that they're not even aware of, they're knocking off. So
yep.
It's coming to this place of being able to balance our own connection to the greater web. In a way where we don't get bounced off and we don't bounce off somebody else. Nice.
That's kind of the karmic piece.
Yeah.
You have to be careful because if you jump and you're not supposed to jump, somebody else might go flying off, and then they may get back on the boat and, you know, push you off. So, you know.
And drag you with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So just do it with a clean conscience or as much as you can. So.
And that's going to
be careful with the emotions you put out there because you may hurt someone. So even if you don't say anything, even if you don't do anything, so.
Well, and someone you might hurt is yourself, because we're all
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
So
you just hold space.
Yeah. So what we're doing too is that whole karmic piece you just talked about. It brought up the image of contracts. And
yep.
Some of what I'm realizing is in the energetic field, just like here. It's funny because at our office we're surrounded by attorneys, and in karma. Like we come in and out of contracts, and a lot of them are, so what we're doing right now is we're kind of nullifying all illegal contracts or any enslaving contracts that are keeping people stuck in those old patterns. And we can do it for as much as humanity that will permit us without, you know, stepping over anybody's free will. But we can definitely do it for ourselves on this call. It's like just nullify, cancel, delete any illegal contracts, any recurring contracts, anything that is holding us back from being present here and now and allowing us to move forward into the here and now. So it's like nullifying and deleting and burning all of those old contracts. And we're all being witness to everybody's contracts, all those old contracts being nullified and deleted and burned.
What I'm seeing as you're saying that is that there's all these contracts of people, so to speak, crowding into your space energetically, and it's just allowing your space to expand and to re-expand your balloon around you, or whatever you want to call it, that's your space, because other people are trying to crowd into it.
Right. Well, and all of those, yeah, exactly. Anybody that's trying to hook into you,
mm-hmm.
Including yourself from a different time and space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's deleting those contracts. Anything that's getting in the way, a forward motion, whatever that means in terms of universal will, and opening up the door to be able to move forward and all those old contracts be gone.
Yeah.
And just
figuring
like
out when to open it. Sorry.
Do it.
To open the door and then when to allow it to open for you.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, that's a very valid point. Allow people to open it for you sometimes. just like sometimes you get hooked into a recurring contract that you're unaware of, those are also going away. It's like the fine print in energetics. Delete, delete, delete. And we're calling on a quality, we're calling in a quality of courage for all of us. And it's true courage, not a forced courage, but a true natural essence of courage, of heart, mind, and soul, integrated in a way that allows us to stand clear in our highest representation of ourselves. Nice. And I'm not getting anything else. How about you, Andy?
No, I'm getting the end, too. I knew you had a little bit more to say, and then that was going to be it.
Okay.
That was quite a bit.
Yeah, and this is just going to keep running for people. It's just going to keep running. It's going to—it's like this ongoing recursive program that just says, clear, 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 clear.
It's happening whether you like it or not, and you can choose to struggle against it or see what it means.
Exactly.
It's your only choice.
Exactly.
You can not like it, or you can accept it. You can try to understand it, or you can blame somebody else for it. So.
Exactly, and it's time. I guess I muted everybody. It's time for us all to step up and allow ourselves to be cleared, and to be a clear channel. Nice.
Need to be the light that you want others to be in your world.
Yeah, I have a beautiful friend that sings a song, Be the Lighthouse. Beautiful.
Forget what organization, but it's like be the change you want to see in your world. But it seems like it's an organization I don't resonate with, so I can't remember which one it is. But
be the door you want others to be in the world.
Just be the door.
Be the door.
Just be the door. No longer the doormat. Just let that settle in, because I'm not even clear on what that means, but it's just simply saying, be the door.
Are you saying door like D-O-O-R or D-O-E-R?
D-O-O-R.
Okay, I couldn't tell which one you meant some of the time. I couldn't tell if you're hearing door or doer.
No, door. No, I know what you're saying, because as I'm saying it, I can hear that. It's D-O-O-R.
Okay. Cool.
Like, remember I said, you said we're looking for the door, and sometimes we just don't see it. But instead of looking for the door, we need to be the door.
Yeah, and about half the time you said that, I thought you said doer, like D-O-E-R.
Yeah. So thank you for continually clarifying it, because I'm sure if you thought that, everybody else did, thought many others did too.
Well, we talk so much about being and doing and body talk and stuff, so I thought you were saying doer.
No. I do love doo 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 doo. Anybody want to add anything?
Well, here's Carmen.
Carmen, hi.
Hi. I almost assumed this was going to be a powerful session, but I thought, no, we'll just see what happens. And it was so appropriate, the whole door thing. I want to be a door for myself and for my 17-year-old daughter to just get a new perspective on life. And sometimes I feel crazy, but we're doing a big shift physically. I wanted to add one more thing. Oh, the connection to the greater whole. That was another underlying intention in my journal.
Nice.
So thank you. And I always appreciate Andy's presence.
Me too.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Well, I have teenagers too, so this is a lesson for them
right.
as much as for me of how to deal with challenging times in your life. Don't react. Don't blame the other person. You know, just, you know, try to see the message. Try to be whatever. And it's kind of hard sometimes because I want to scream and yell. And it's okay to scream and yell once in a while, but you just have to keep it to a minimum.
Well, there's a balance in being a parent, and, you know, if you're going through your own process of self-realization, there's a balance of not trying to force that on your children because they need to go through their own developmental phase. So what you want to do is just claim your own stuff to the best of your ability so that they can figure out what their stuff is.
I agree.
Is someone trying to talk, or is that just background noise?
It's just background noise.
There's some background. I'm in an airport.
Well, that's okay.
Oh.
I just was trying to figure out, like, is someone trying to talk, they need to repeat what they said, or?
Okay. Right. Echo. I don't know.
Okay, cool. Oh. Airports are noisy.
Anybody
Lots
else?
Of communication going on.
Yes, there is. I'm just letting it settle in.
Yeah, just trying to come down from this freaking touch.
Yes.
I felt the session starting about 3 o'clock, so I was like, oh, boy, it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, I was doing meditation from 4 o'clock on, actually, from 4:30. No, it was 5 o'clock, actually, to be honest. So from 5 o'clock on, I was meditating.
Well, and all day I've been trying to figure out what is my stuff, what is other things, what is this, what is that, because I'm feeling all this stuff. It's like, okay, how much of it's just processing, you know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of those days.
Well,
I'm really glad we had this today. I can't tell you how glad I was just today.
Me too, Andy.
Gave me a chance to work through some of the energy that's been whatever flowing through me or dysfunctional in me or release a lot of dysfunctional energy that's been sitting there for months, so that I really couldn't let go of until today. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back. You were missed, so you know, I was not
skipping out anything or miss. I couldn't be the last couple because I couldn't, you know, everything was on the line, so I couldn't afford to take any chances. So.
No. I know what you're talking about. I know, you told me, so I know.
Oh yeah, so I know.
It's like
I know you know, but not everybody else does, and so.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Now that it's happened, it's not, you know, the cat's out of the bag. So, not exactly something I don't want to be sharing about. Oh yeah, I think they're going to get rid of me. I think they want to get rid of me. But it's like, okay, well, they got rid of me, so. I'm not going to post it on Facebook directly what happened, but I could say ask for help.
Yeah, exactly.
Because employers can see all that, so no thank you. I don't really want to air my dirty laundry on Facebook. But.
Well, but I'm glad you're here, and there is no, there are no accidents. There is always divine timing, and it feels perfect.
Yeah.
Like it's time for you to be in, vibrate at a different frequency with different people, and it was like the universe giving me the boot. Okay, it's time.
Thank you. I totally related to everything in this, and I needed this as well.
You're welcome.
Many blessings and good night.
You too.
Thank you for being here.
Okay. Thank you, too.